chapter 14.
Acts chapter 14.
So this is Paul going on his journeys. And it happened in Iconium that both of them went together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great crowd, both of Jews and of Gentiles, that's people who aren't Jews, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made them think really badly against the brothers. So that's what happens. People who don't believe the gospel sometimes get angry and cranky with those who do. So they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who supported the word of his grace which they spoke, and allowed them to do signs and miracles. But the majority of the city were divided. Some of them held with the Jews, and some with the apostles. And there was an assault made, both of Gentiles and the Jews, with their rulers, to stone them. And they knew about it, and they ran away to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the region that lies round about, and there they preached the gospel. But when you have a bad experience, then you normally go very quiet and just want to be on your own. Well, they got beat up for preaching the gospel, and people tried to stone them to death, and they ran away and continued preaching the gospel when they knew what could happen. And at Lystra, there was a man who had been a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. Just think, he had never walked from a baby.
He had never walked in his entire life.
The same person heard Paul speaking, and Paul looked at him and realized that he had the faith to be healed. So he said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped up and walked. And his legs must have been so thin because he never walked. When the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices and said in the language of Lycaonia, "The gods have come down to us in the form of men." And they called Barnabas their god Jupiter, and they called Paul their god Mercury, because he was the main speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, who was before their city, brought oxen and flowers to the gates and would have made sacrifice to the apostles with the people. But when Barnabas and Paul heard about it, they tore their clothes and ran in among the people, shouting out, "Why are you doing this? We also are men of the same passions as you are, and we preach to you that you should turn from these vain gods unto the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and everything that is therein, who in the past allowed all the nations to just walk in their own ways, although he didn't leave himself without witness, and that he did good. And he gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, and filled our hearts with food and gladness." And they hardly stopped the people from sacrificing to them. But then there came there some Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, dragged him out of the city, supposing he'd been dead. So you see how weak people are. One minute they were like, "Oh, Paul and Barnabas, you're wonderful, you're the gods. Wanted to sacrifice to them." And the next minute, "Let's kill them." And they even thought they had killed Paul. They threw stones at him so badly. Now, can you remember who Paul had been involved with stoning?
That was Stephen, wasn't it?
That's right, with Stephen. Yeah. So what happened is that what Paul had really done to someone else was done to him. And he must have thought about Stephen as he was lying there with the stones landing on top of him. So, people change, and that's why somebody says, "Oh, I'm going to be your best friend," or you think someone is your best friend. You can never really be sure, because we're also the same. We change. We shouldn't do, but we do. And that's what happened, of course, to the people who killed Jesus. One minute they were shouting out, "Hosanna to him who comes in the name of the Lord."
And the next minute they were shouting out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
That's right. And that's what these people were like with Paul and Barnabas. So that's why Jesus said that he didn't commit himself to men, because he knew what was in man. So then, we're all not very stable, unfortunately. And often we get very upset when people we thought were our friends turn out not to be. But that is what's called human nature. And the only true friend we'll find is in Jesus. Although we, of course, should try to be good friends and not like these people who one minute thought one thing and the next minute they thought something else. So, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, thinking that he was dead. But as the disciples stood round about him, Paul rose up and came into the city. And the next day, him and Barnabas left to go to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many people, they returned again to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. Well, if I was Paul, I would think, well, I nearly died, and probably the stones had broken some of his bones and really damaged him. But he gets up and goes to Derbe and preaches the gospel there. And then he returns again. He returns again to Lystra. To, as it says, to confirm the disciples and encourage them to continue in the faith. And that we must, through much suffering and tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So we won't just get a nice, easy life now and then the kingdom of God when Jesus comes back. It is only through much tribulation that we will enter the kingdom of God. And this is something that we keep on learning all through our lives, that there is no easy way there. There's no easy path. And through much tribulation, we shall enter the kingdom. But we will enter it. We've got to be like Paul and keep on keeping on. So they return to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, even though they nearly killed Paul in Lystra. And they ordained elders in each church and prayed with fasting and commended them to the Lord Jesus on whom they had believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And they preached the word in Perga and went to Attalia and then sailed to Antioch, where, first of all, they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they had fulfilled. So when they arrived, they gathered the church together and told them all the things that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And they stayed a long time there with the disciples.
Doing.